Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. I always get to sit in the pulpit, huh? Anyways, I thank God for being here. I thank him for the opportunity to share his word. Amen. Anybody excited about what God is doing? Only a few are excited, huh? I said, is anybody excited about what God is doing? This week, or just today, I got a funny story to share. Me and my wife, we went out to a barbecue. My good friend Iman, his church had a barbecue out in the boonies, right? it's over there by Point Defiance Zoo, but it's like all the way through the woods, the trees, and everything. It was at an actual fort. So we went there, we were playing football, man, and you know, I had two drop passes that should have been touchdowns. This was pretty bad. I threw an interception that should have been a touchdown. It was bad. So guess what? I didn't deliver, right? We're talking about deliverance. And it's just important that we don't get caught up in thinking that we could deliver. Now, obviously, when you're playing football and stuff like that, try to deliver. It wasn't like I was purposely dropping passes. But that's what happens when your strength is not as strong as God's strength. Amen? We're going to get right back into the message of deliverance. Like I said last week, I thoroughly believe that deliverance is one of the key ingredients of the gospel. Without deliverance, you don't have the gospel, right? Because God didn't just come to save you for a second. He came to deliver you, right? And there's a difference between cleaning myself up. See, this is why it's dangerous when some people just come to church and they want to clean themselves up before they get to church. And I think the switch got turned off because all of the stuff is off. But unfortunately, they think that they can do it on their own. And when they think that they can do it on their own, they think, I don't need God to clean me up. I could do it by myself. I could figure it out. They are not being delivered. They are actually doing a cover-up, right? Now, we know women. Monica, you know women. They put makeup on. Why? Sometimes, and I'm not saying all the time it's to cover up, but a lot of times it's back on. It's to cover up different things, right? You put on, I don't know all the makeup terminology. That ain't my game. I don't have no clue. But I know you put some white stuff on your face sometimes. What's that stuff called, babe? Foundation. Okay. And sometimes it's not white. Sometimes they have other color foundation. What you're supposed to do is get the color of your skin. But sometimes people put the wrong color foundation on and it looks a mess. That's all I'm trying to say. Their neck is way lighter than their face. That foundation is too much. But what they do is they try to cover something up, right? They try to cover something up, usually. That's what they use makeup for. A lot of people cover up their lives. They cover up their life with as many things as they can to cover it up with so that it looks good. But how many know that everything that looks good is not good? Amen? We know that there's a phrase that said, everything that glitters ain't gold. It ain't gold. What does that mean? That's fool's gold. And a lot of people, unfortunately, because deliverance has not taken place in their life, we have a world of people that go to quote unquote church and fellowships that they have not allowed God to deliver their lives. And they almost play church. You guys see that. Unfortunately, we always show it in our plays how people are playing church, but people still play church, right? They can play the role good. Well, how you dress? Oh, look at he's dressed up. How you doing today? Blessed, highly favored. You know what I'm saying? They got the church ease all down. They can say everything. But until they are delivered, they're going to still encounter the same demons. They're going to still encounter the same issues of life. And it may go away for a second, but because you're not delivered from it, it's going to come back. Amen. So we want to get fully delivered. Amen. It's very important. Remember, last week, just a recap, we talked about some of the things, and I'm going to keep on going through a whole bunch of deliverance stories. I don't know how long I'm going to do this, just until the Lord gives me something else to speak on. But we talked about Abraham, and what did Abraham do? How did Abraham see deliverance? Does anybody know? Can you guys remember? What did he do? He was praying for who? His nephew Lot. Remember that? He was interceding with God, and he had that 50. He was like an auction with God. Can I get 50? Can I get 50? God, can I get 50? Oh, no. How about 40? Can I get 40? 40. Can I get 30? 30. 20. 20, Lord. Can we get 20? But he was interceding with God. And he finally got to 10. And the great thing about God, his grace even covered that 10 because he still delivered the person that Abraham was praying for. Amen. So we talked about that deliverance, the main theme in the Bible, as well as Lot's deliverance. And we see how even when Lot was doing the right thing to try to help other people, God covered him and ended up getting him out of there. So we saw that great story in the Bible. And I hate to say story because it was real. It's not just a fable we made up. But we saw what happened. Amen. So now, as I was coming up with this message, one of the things that I wanted to ask is, who will God deliver? Now, unfortunately, we have people that believe that God cannot deliver all people. Now, I'm not a universalist, and a universalist is somebody that thinks that everybody is going to be saved. I don't believe that everybody is going to be saved, okay? When I say that, that is biblical, because there are going to be some people that end up going to hell. Am I right about it? There's going to be some people that go to hell because they reject the offer that God has given. When you reject the offer that God has given, you're rejecting his deliverance. Now, it's like this, because even today, if a millionaire came and told some of us, hey, I got $1 million to give you, some of us might not accept it, right? Some of us might be like, oh, he's playing. He's not for real. We're going to come up with agendas in our head. Oh, he's just trying to pull my leg. Some of us just won't accept it. But others will accept it. They're going to try it. You know how some people are going to try it anyway. Like, even if you don't got $1 million, at least let me hold something, right? That's how some people are. So, hey, I can't lose. But, so what I'm trying to say is there are people that reject God's deliverance. But anybody who calls on the name of the Lord can be saved, as the Bible says, and delivered. Amen? And I'm gonna point to some scriptures, because there's a misunderstanding that God has a limited atonement, like God can only save some people. God can save everybody, right? Jesus didn't have half the power. He had all power. The Bible says when Jesus was talking to the disciples, all power has been given unto me. This is what Jesus said. He didn't have a limited power. He had all the power, right? And it wasn't power like this kind of muscles power that I don't have too much. I'm still working on that all power, right? But he had it all. God's atonement, which means his payment for our sins on the cross, is for all that accept it. Amen? So deliverance is for all who accept, first of all, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Romans 10, 9 and 10, like my dad was talking about, Romans TNT. Confess that, and we're going to go there right now, actually. Let's go to Romans 10. 9 and 10. Go ahead and pull it up. But this is essential to understanding who God can deliver. Because even sometimes us as church people, we almost, and I'll say it like this, we have what's the best word? Sometimes we put people in a box that say they can be delivered and they can't, right? If they got too many issues, I don't know if God could save them. Man, we might not say it out loud, but God can deliver them. We have to start thinking like that. Hey, when you look at some of the people that Jesus delivered in the Bible, and see, I'm getting ahead of myself, but there's a lot of people that he delivered that nobody wanted anything to do with because to them, they were too far gone. But sometimes you got to get desperate to reach out. Sometimes you got to get desperate to reach out. Some of us, we so comfortable in doing us and how we're living. But sometimes when you get desperate, just like that woman who was under the table, she was really desperate. She needed something from God. So she was begging at his table, right? Sometimes we got to get desperate. But this is what the word says. Let's start at verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then it says in verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever, does it only say some people? What we see, does it say some people? You guys reading this right there. Whoever, in verse 11, believes on him will not be put to shame. I'm going to keep on going. It says, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever, somebody say whoever, calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, some of you might need to highlight that just so you remember that. Because that whoever includes us. We that have called upon the name of Lord of the Lord have been saved. We have been delivered from the curse of sin that was on us. You guys remember I was preaching on sin and the effects of sin, the separation that we had between us and God because of our sin and the condemnation that we were going to all face. It was inevitable. Everybody was going to get it. Right? Yeah. Now, some of us, we have parents, and if we did something, and even if we didn't do that wrong thing, one of our brothers did it, everybody was getting it. Right? Remember that, Mike? Everybody's gonna get a whooping, right? And it was like, man, I didn't even do nothing. I just got in the house. It don't matter. Sometimes that's what happened. Just to warn you, right? But that's how it was with us because of the sinful nature that we had. So we were all getting it. But back to who can be saved, it's whoever, and it doesn't stop there because some people would just say whoever can be saved, right? But it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord. Now, some people might call on the name of the Lord, but what does it mean? Because the Bible really explains itself. It says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But if we look at verse 10 again, it says, or if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, you got to believe this stuff, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Then it's not only with your mouth, because it says with your heart, you have to believe. You speak it with your mouth, but with your heart, you have to believe. There's a lot of people out here that they speak a lot of things, but they don't believe a lot of things. Right. I was watching Michael Jr. And he has this thing. You guys check him out on YouTube. Michael Jr. Mondays. And this week he went, and I watch him every week. So I'm just saying, it's pretty cool. And he's a funny guy. But he went to Los Angeles or California and just asked random people on the street about tithing, right? Now, there was a lot of people that knew what the tithing was. They said, the Bible says to tithe, this is what you should do. And he asked them, do you tithe? And they were like, no. But do you believe in the Bible? Yes. Now, how do they believe in the Bible, but they don't do what the Bible says? You speak it, but you don't believe, because the Bible says you believe with your heart. Now, it, for us, we can speak the word of God, but it, and it's powerful to speak the word of God, but it's even more powerful, it's dynamic when you believe the word of God, right? It's very important that we get this, because all who call on God's name can be saved. Don't let somebody tell you that God can't save some people, all right? Or God's power is not strong enough to deliver people. Because people speak that, many are missing the deliverance that God has for them, right? For example, if you have habits in your life, you have lusts in your life, they will say things like, oh, God can deliver you. Oh, yeah, I know, but it's taking time. You spoke that over your life, and because you spoke it, you actually believed that, right? Oh, man, I'm trying to get, I don't know, man, it's taking forever. It's so hard. And you're speaking these things over your life because God has already given you the power to defeat sin and death. The Bible says he's given us power to defeat sin and death. Now you have to, and this is part of the deliverance message that I'm preaching, you have to walk out deliverance. You have to believe that God has delivered you. If you don't believe that God has delivered you, you're going to go do the same thing. Because you might speak it, but you don't believe it. You guys seen how that's working? Also, one of the most popular scriptures of the Bible, John 3:16, but we're going to go 3:16 through 21 because it has a lot there. It's action-packed because the Bible says God loved the world. Let's go ahead. You ready, bro? It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. All right? This is deliverance right here. Once again, this is that word, that whoever. Now, this is not one race. This is not men. This is not just men, right? This is whoever. Men, women, children, boy, girl, black, white, and all the other colors in between. I don't want to get those colors mixed. But anyway, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, some people are like, man, I heard this scripture a million times in my life. Oh, my gosh. But in this scripture, it tells us that anybody that calls on the name of God, not only calls on him, this actually says believes, right? Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's keep on going. That is deliverance. Because he who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we see already they are condemned already because they don't believe in God. Thus, they don't have the deliverance that they want because they really don't believe. Now, I'm one of them people that if I didn't believe in God, I would not be in church. Can I get an amen? Yeah. I would be far from church. I would be doing whatever I want to do. Why? Because I would be in charge of my own life. Now, since I believe in God, I really believe in God. And since I believe in him, I let him lead my life. Right? But I don't know why people would act like when they don't have him in their life, they want to act like they have him in his life. Either get him in or don't get him in. Just like it's the worst thing is to be somebody that went to church faithfully and didn't make it into heaven. And Jesus be like, I don't know you, but I was an usher at this church for, I paid my tithes faithfully. That's not going to get you. That's not deliverance. If somebody tells you to send them a check to get delivered, that is not deliverance, right? Because Jesus is the only one that gives deliverance. If somebody tells you a whole nother way to get delivered, it ain't going to work. That's cover up. We talked about that. That's that foundation that people put all over them and stuff like that. I mean, even on TV anchors, they put on foundation because you see their neck. Watch their neck next time. Watch somebody that's, you'll be like, good Lord. That's anyway. And then it explains the condemnation. It says, and this is the condemnation. And I love how the Bible explains itself. that the light has come into the world. Listen to this. And men and women, boys and girls, black and white, and all the other colors in between, loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That's condemnation. They love darkness. Now, it's so funny that in reality, people are so scared of the dark, right? But they live like they're in the dark. It's so, she said, let me tweet that. But listen, they're scared of the dark in reality. You turn the lights off, people have fears of the dark. But they live in the dark. Knowing the light, it says that the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because that is what they love to do. They love to do the wrong things. They love evil. Let's keep on going. For everyone practicing evil, get this right here. These are the people that will not be delivered if they continue to walk in these ways. So if somebody wants to tell you somebody that can't be delivered, this is them. It's those who continually walk in these ways. It says, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. So what are they doing? They are shunning the light because in the light, they are exposed. They don't want to even be exposed. And it's funny because they know they're evil. Right? Deep down inside, an evil person knows he's evil. Somebody that's evil does not think they're good. I don't believe it, right? If I'm a serial killer, there's no way, well, in your right mind, let me say that, that you think you're doing the right thing, sniping people. That's evil. And you're hiding. A lot of times when you're doing the wrong thing, you are in hiding. Right? You jumping out windows. You sneaking in and out. You're a sneak. Right? Because you're doing the wrong things. Let's keep on going. This last verse. But this is good right here. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Now, we're talking about deliverance. And I'm going to say this based off of that scripture we just read. You cannot be delivered and love doing the wrong things. Some people go to church, but they love to do the wrong thing, right? They gossip about the wrong things. They got secrets about the wrong things. Why? You're not delivered. You're not delivered. Now, you could quote scriptures. Anybody can memorize the Bible. You can read the Bible. Anybody can do that. You can go to church. Anybody can do that. There ain't no law in the United States that's keeping people from coming to church. But I know one thing. People that are in different countries who are being persecuted for their faith, they're not faking it. Why fake it? Right? Man, if you come in here, that's a war zone. In other countries, they're going to kill you just because you are worshiping God. There's no faking in there. I remember Pastor Nate. I think I saw this. There was some guys that came into a church in the United States, and they had pulled the guns out on the people with masks and was like, anybody that wants to worship God and you're willing to die, stay in here. If you don't worship God, leave. There were some people that left. And then the people took their mask off and said, okay, Pastor, we can have church. Now, some of people will be really upset about that, right? Some people will be upset like, man, how you going to do that? We just saw on TV some serial, you know, we just saw. They weren't for real, though. You got to be willing and you got to count the cost. The Bible says, count up the cost to make sure this is really what you're about. God's deliverance is not a joke. I'm going to say this, man. Listening to Christian rap, growing up listening to Christian rap, and I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and this kind of came up. There's a lot of Christian rappers that want to hold on to their hood stripes. You know, I'm hood, but God saved me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was about to shoot you, but Jesus delivered me, you know? And every song is about how God delivered them from doing the wrong thing constantly, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, but their lifestyle don't match. Their lifestyle is full of matches because they blowing, you know, blazing. It doesn't match the word of God, though, right? But this is the issue. They haven't learned to be delivered from that lifestyle. They heard enough of the gospel to understand that God saves, right? But they haven't learned what walking out deliverance looks like. When I walk out deliverance, I don't hold on to my old man. It's impossible to do that. Amen? You cannot be saved and still... See, this is the thing about God. God removes your past. Now, some people, the world doesn't remove it. If you was a hoodlum and you got saved and you try to go get a job, they're not forgiving you, right? They didn't remove that. You still might have a record. But I'll tell you this, if you walk in there and they look at your record and be like, this is this guy? I don't believe it. Like, now, the most powerful thing, and I told my brother Marvin this, the most powerful thing is when somebody used to be that, living in that lifestyle, whatever you want to put, and people can't even tell that was what you used to be because God has done such a powerful delivering work in your life. Like that's powerful. Like, I know we have a lot of people living different lifestyles, promiscuous, you name a whole bunch of different things, sodomite-type lifestyles. But when God delivers them, and you look at them and be like, I don't believe you. And then somebody got to bring a picture for you to even, and be like, wow, look, God has brought this person a far away. That should be what people say when they see people that have been delivered. If you haven't been delivered, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he used to be in the hood. Easy. What do you do? Oh, he's still in the hood. He's still just like us. No change. And if your life has no change after you gave your life to God, I beg to differ that you didn't even give your life to God. Because once you get saved, there must be a change. You cannot be saved and do the same things, right? But some people think they can have their pie and eat it too, right, as they say. But you can't do that. You can't have your old lifestyle just tucked away. God save me, but I'm just going to hold something back. And see, this is dangerous because even some people who have Jesus in their life, they still haven't been fully delivered of this thing they got behind their back. So when nobody's watching, they still indulge in that thing that they haven't given to God. Right? And if you don't give it to God, you can't be delivered. You have to give it to God. Amen? I know that was a lot of hefty stuff there. I think I am going to stop. Actually, let's go ahead and go to Colossians 1, 9 through 14. This is Paul writing to the church in Colossians. It says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you may, let's read this right here. Look at it. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, some people don't see commandments in the New Testament. And my dad has been talking about New Testament commandments. These are like commandments. He's giving you guidelines, right? So let's keep on going. strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We have been qualified. How have we been qualified? First of all, Jesus qualified us, and he allowed us to be part of his kingdom. Amen? We know that. It says, then this is what I like. He has delivered us. Somebody say, he has delivered us. I need somebody to say it like you mean it. I'm going to go to this side. They might be louder than you guys. Okay. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. I don't know if some people get that. He's delivered us from the power. See, we were talking about the dark. There's a power that is a part of darkness. That's why some people stay in bondage, because there was a power that is holding them. But Jesus delivered us from that power. Oh, boy. And then it says, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. But he has delivered us from the powers of darkness. We know that we can't deliver ourselves by ourselves. Like I said, a lot of times when people go, it's interesting, they have all these self-help programs. But a lot of times, first of all, they're not self-help, because there's other people in there trying to help you, right? But a lot of them, there's not always a high recovery rate, right? If you go to some mental health hospitals, a lot of people that went in there, they could still be there. And sometimes they medicate you just so you can get out. They try to help figure it out just to calm you down, but they haven't been delivered. Doctors deliver babies. That's about it, right? They don't deliver people from issues that are in their life. Only person that can deliver is God. Amen? Only power, because there's a power that, like we said, that is holding people in darkness. But God, thank God, he's delivered us. Amen? And he's allowed that deliverance to be accessible to anyone who calls on the name of the Lord and believes that he is the Son of God, that he rose from the dead. And remember, when he rose, he gave us victory over these same issues. And now we are able to walk in deliverance. Amen? Let us stand, because we're getting ready to go home. But let us remember, deliverance is key. For all the people that are going to walk into this ministry, I'm excited to see what God's going to do. I want to see people that have crazy lifestyles delivered. I'm serious when I say this. I don't care what kind of life you live, I want to see deliverance. And that deliverance is going to come from them wanting God, accepting God, giving their life to God, and giving him all of them. Amen. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray to God that you would allow, first of all, we thank you for your power and your delivering power, that you have saved us, oh God, that have called upon you. Dear God, I thank you, dear God, that those who are listening to this message who may not have accepted your deliverance yet, dear God, that they would accept it, dear God. And they will know, dear God, that you have given us freedom from the bondage of sin and death, oh God, from the things that the enemy has tried to entangle us with. But God, I pray that we will walk forward, dear God, that we will be ambassadors of the deliverance of Christ Jesus to this world, to this neighborhood, to this city. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And let the church say, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.